Damien, good morning. Thanks so much for joining me.
Morning, not a problem. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, first things first, what exactly does it mean to be a furry?
So, basically, a furry is a fandom, and the definition of a fandom is a group of people who are a fan of something. And with furries, they're a fan of anthropomorphic characters, so that's an animal with human-like qualities, so kind of like a werewolf.
And I suppose it's different for a lot of different people, but where does this interest, I suppose, in creating an anthropomorphic character come from?
There are definitely a lot of different avenues that can lead you to the fandom. Personally, it was the art for me. I've always just doodled random shit, and I was like, dragons are cool. Let's draw a dragon. Oh no, it kind of looks like a person. That's going to be my thing. And then I found out I wasn't original at all. There was a huge community of people already doing that.
Well, I suppose at the end of the day, it is essentially performance art. One of the big misconceptions about being a furry is that people think that it's only a sexual kink. Where do you think this comes from?
I think with furry, the problem is that it's a very underrepresented fandom. With any fandom, there is usually a sexual kink involved. Like, for example, anime, you could find pretty much porn of any anime that exists on the internet. Like, Google's easy to use. But the problem is, because furry itself, there is no particular subject to be a fan of. There is no, like, TV show, like, for example, the Sherlock fandom. They're a fan of Sherlock. Furries aren't a fan of any particular object, just an idea of something. So because there isn't something to draw the attention, like the TV show, the sexual side kind of comes out because there isn't really anything else to focus on, if you know what I mean?
Mm. Well, it's almost like cosplay of your own fantasy character, right?
Yeah, definitely.
If you're just tuning into The Daily this morning here on 2SER, we're chatting with Damien Parker, known online as Blue, about the growing furry communities around Australia and around the world. Now, there does unfortunately seem to be a bit of stigma surrounding furries. Why do you think this is, and how does this stigma affect the community and its visibility?
Well, I think that a lot of people, because there is the anonymity of the fursona, because you're hiding behind a character, they're a lot less bashful about the sexual side. So because they're like, oh, no one's going to know this is me, they feel free to post a lot more. So there is a lot more sexual content, even though the fandom is definitely not purely focused on sexual content at all. In fact, I'm pretty sure there was an actual survey done online, and the majority of participants in the fandom are in it for completely safe for work reasons. They just like the art or the performance aspect of fursuits or conventions, just stuff like that.
Well, now there has been, over the recent months, I suppose years, a big increase in furry conventions. Now, FurCon has happened around Australia and around the world as well. Is this a sign that furries are going mainstream? Is it a positive move? What's the feeling in the community?
Well, there have been conventions for years. I went to my first convention up on the Gold Coast in Queensland, probably 2012. There have been a lot of conventions around. We had our very first one in Sydney just a few weeks ago. It was called Harbour City FurCon. Some friends of mine actually organised it. So the fandom definitely is growing because we're seeing a lot more events for it, a lot more things like that. As far as it becoming mainstream, we're definitely still getting our fair share of, I don't want to sound whingy, but like our fair share of hate. Like, it's understandable. It's a weird thing. And people don't always get it. But with it going mainstream, I saw a post recently that Walmart in America is actually now selling big animal heads that literally look like a cheap fursuit head for like $20. So I guess you could say we are starting to go mainstream.
Yeah, well, that makes me wonder. With a lot of these subcultural identity groups, I suppose I would imagine a big part of it is the idea that it's your own underground culture.
Mm.
Do you think that the idea of Walmart selling $20 animal heads, which are essentially, you know, furry costumes, does the prospect that it could become an almost mainstream subculture like cosplay is that going to change the community? And is that something that a lot of people might be afraid of?
I think it definitely would change the community, but I think it would be for the better because We have a lot of people at the moment, but we're a very, very welcoming, friendly group. And I think it's because of that anonymity. So we're a lot less scared to welcome in new people because we're like, well, I don't know anything about you. You don't know anything about me. Who gives a shit? Let's just be friends. So I think it'll definitely change it because it'll bring in a lot more people, a lot more ideas. And I think it's something that was going to happen anyway. Like recently, Zootopia came out. that was practically just Furries the movie. So we had a lot of people, even literally in Sydney, I know a few people personally who only found out about the fandom because of that movie. So the more stuff that comes out like that, I think we're definitely going to pull more people in as well.
Mm. Well, my final question for you is, for people who are interested, have seen it, and maybe want to give it a try, how can somebody get involved?
Just start doing whatever interests you most. Like, for me, it was the drawing. So I started drawing. I posted some of my drawings, got some comments, responded to comments, made friends. I just made accounts as my character on things like Twitter, for example. And then just, you know, do what you want to do. Talk to people if that's why you're there. If you're in the fandom to meet people in the fandom, just talk to people as your character. It might feel a bit creepy at first because you're like, oh yeah, I'm a dragon on the internet. But I mean, that's how I got involved. And now I have a lot of really good friends that have come from the fandom.
Well, are there any furry events or fur cons or things coming up in the near future that people can look out for?
We have a bunch of cons. In January, there's one in Melbourne called Confergence. There's one on the Gold Coast in... Oh, God, I don't know when it is now. I haven't been around. It was in April, but they moved it. That one's called Furdu. And there's one in Western Australia. Pretty much Google. Google is your friend. And there's lots of meets and things like that. You just got to get involved, really. And it's not hard to find.
Mm. Oh, well, plenty of stuff going on out there. Damien, thanks so much for joining me this morning to shed some light on this wonderful subculture. It's going to be very interesting to see, as this does, get more notoriety over the coming months and years. Thanks so much for your time.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.